Mistress of the Sun, a novel written by Sandra Golland. Part 1, Bone Magic. Chapter 1. A Romani woman in a crimson gown flashes by, standing on the back of a cantering horse. Her crown of turkey feathers quivers under the burning summer sun. "The wild woman," announces the showman, flourishing a black hat. The crowd cheers as the lathered horse picks up speed. It tosses its big head, throwing off gobs of sweat and spittle. Tail streaming, its hooves pound the dust. The wild woman puts out her hands, her diaphanous skirts billow out behind her. Slowly, she raises her arms to the cloudless sky and shrieks a piercing war cry. A pale girl, barely tall enough to see over the rails, watches transfixed, imagining her own thin arms outstretched, her own feet planted on a horse's broad back. She presses her hands to her cheeks in wonder. Oh, the wind! The year was 1650. Year 8 in the reign of young Louis XIV, a time of famine, plague, and war. In the hamlets and caves and forests beyond, people were starving and violence ruled. The girl had just turned 6. She was small for her age, often taken for a 4-year-old, until she spoke, that is, with a matter-of-fact maturity well beyond her years. She wore a close-fitting cap tied under her chin with ribbons, her flaxen curls falling down her back to her waist. Her gown...